not so much exactly all the words I used. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explained. You're listening to Stand It Out since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. Came and sent me. Felt unprecedented confidence in speaking. Stick around, I'm thinking things will be alright. Newly delivered, won't you live with me tonight? Something tonight was such a letdown. Around the place so quiet in my cell. Wake the next and see my silence when I'm felt. It's when I thought I had this pattern sorted out. Apparently my ventricles are full of doubt. Now things go wrong sometimes, don't let gone. So, to help remind myself, I wrote this little song. One day I won't need your love. One day I won't define myself by the one I'm thinking of. And if one day I won't. We'll be right back.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And some of us remember, and some Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Supposed to Take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "Oh, fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Friend. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
The sky on the 4th of July. you do enough talk, my little hawk? Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
Thank you. Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.